Once known as the Rainbow Butt Monkeys, the guys in Finger 11 settled on a less colorful name while recording their first album, Thin Spirits.
They're in the control room, I'm in the booth, and they're listening to my lyrics, you know. Very often those are the first time they would hear them, you know, back then. And they're like, what are you talking about? You're saying Finger 11? I'm like, well, yeah, I'm just talking about kind of going your own way, following your own path, you know, despite the consequences. Just, you know, you go and do that, you know. And then I think we broke for lunch, and we made an executive decision in the car. We're like, yeah, all right, that's the name. And then that's all we said about it.
Guitarist James Black, who does most of the band's songwriting, says Finger 11 spent most of the past 4 years performing live. They took their time with the music for the new album.
And it took quite a while to even start to get into the kind of songs that are on the record. I think the first year of writing, we were still hot off getting off the road, so we just played in a different mentality. It was very instrumental. I think that's a really part of the length of the process, was just coming down off being a live band, then kind of coming back up being a songwriting band, and becoming a recording artist band.
The video for Paralyzer was filmed with 40 professional dancers. This is something very different for Finger 11.
We're on a rooftop, and we're a band, and the energy coming from this band and this song is so explosive that it's creating a dance routine on the street.
What the trick was all in-camera effects. So you'd have like a person standing here, and people would look like they were blossoming this person. And to see it all go down was really, really fascinating.
Finger 11 set out to create different sounds with the new CD, Them Versus You Versus Me, and even included a banjo for the first time.
You go looking for different sounds and different instruments and feelings that you can, the technology now exists that you can make an electric guitar sound like a banjo, so that's maybe one that was more a luxury than anything, to actually go and buy a banjo, but you play it differently and you do something different, and then a new song comes out of it. Sort of an experiment paid for by itself kind of thing.
In December, Finger 11 released a two-disc DVD in Canada titled Us Versus Them Versus Now. The collection includes songs that didn't make it on the Them Versus You Versus Me album. They already have plans for their next project.
And there's 14 songs on that CD, and there's quite a few of those that were written for an album that didn't make it, but there was something about it that we thought deserved to get out there. And then there's other songs that we wrote for this record that on a few drunken nights on the bus we'll listen through the old demos and be like, oh, you know what? I have the solution to this now. So after having gone through the process of finishing the record and touring for a year, you kind of, with objectivity, look at a song that didn't quite make it and go, oh, I know exactly what would fix this song and make it a little better. So hopefully they'll be around on the next record maybe.
And the next record is already available for digital downloads. For now, Finger 11 is taking a break after their year-long tour. Their fans hope it won't be another 4 years before they hear from Finger 11 again. I'm Larry London, VOA News.